The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 13th day, this Thursday, 13th day of October 2022. And we have our programming engineer, whose primary job is, besides keeping us on the air, should the FBI storm this building with automatic weapons, Craig's job, first and foremost, is to throw his body in front of me so we can continue the program.
Well, I don't think I'll do that, but I'll at least let you know they're coming because I can see the window.
All right. Well, that's better than nothing.
Good evening.
Boy, I tell you. All right, tonight we have also in the studio live, from right to right, because there is no left allowed or tolerated here. Not even for an instant, is there? We got Radical Randy Gay.
Be blessed. No stress, everybody.
All righty. And then we have, she's lock and loaded Glock Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
There you go. And we have a special guest in the studio tonight, my long-time friend from the Church of Warren. None other than Pastor Dave Nadel.
Hello, and I'm glad to be here with you tonight. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. We have a whole lot to cover, so we're going to just jump right into it. And the title of the message was The Devil's Diary, The Devil's Diary. And we left off, we're going to pick it up in John chapter 8. Now, Satan has become the god of this world. He actually has a larger following than the Lord Jesus himself. And Satan demands an innocent human sacrifices from his simps. By the word simp comes actually from Proverbs chapter 1, where it talks about simple-minded, how long will you simple-minded, how long, okay? Mm-hmm. And so here, Satan is not omnipotent, he's not omniscient, or he's not omnipresent as God is. But through technology, he can appear to be so. We were just talking earlier about how they listened to all of our conversations, and I had gone to Manja Manja restaurant to eat. And I walked in, I sat down, and my phone flashed up, and it says, here's the special here at Manja today. And so they know, they trace you, they track you by your telephone.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And so... his main supporters today in the Democratic Communist Party, well, it's the mainstream media one, the NEA, which is destroying the children, Hollywood, Planned Predators, the most wicked, evil, creeping, crawling purveyor of death, killed more human beings than any army in the world. The FBI has become corrupt, and an organization once was feared for and respected. They were once respected. Okay, now they have become a very part of that same communist collective that they once fought against. The CIA, same thing with the CIA. The DOJ, we do not we, the people of the United States of America, don't have a Department of Justice. It has become totally, totally corrupted. Merrick Garland has become a totally corrupt, dirty cop. I mean, the top dirty cop in the country. You've got probably the most effective tool that Satan has is the World and National Council of Churches out there. This is where he comes in. Then you have the Church of Satan itself. Now, the Church of Satan itself has been accepted as a regular part of the Democratic collective. They're like all of these others. You've got Burn, Loot, and Murder, formerly Black Lives Matter, the NAACP, the NOW, and the list goes on. All signs, if we see that, of Satan's, well, we see in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, it talks about in the last days things will be sped up. Everything will increase in knowledge, and that, we see that happening. We see a lot of evidence of Satan's time is getting short. Now, you know, we read a number of passages from Scripture that, in a sense, could be considered part of Satan's diary because it's what Satan has said. But here, there's an increase in demonic activity. We see witchcraft on the rise. By the way, we've been showing some very interesting DVDs on the rise of Satanism in America throughout the world. And we'll be showing one this coming Sunday, too, at around 4 o'clock. Okay. We have the mutilation of confused young people, this gender bending. This is horrible. Horrible. We talked about this last night where these young girls are getting vasectomies. They're getting their breasts cut off. And then later on, they wonder why they did that. They become suicidal. Mm-hmm. And
65% within 5 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have the attempt to normalize and legitimize pedophilia. Of course, they don't call it pedophilia. Now, what do they want to call it? They want to call it minor attraction.
Minor attraction.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then... And to the attempt to legitimize, not only legitimize and promote LGBTQ, lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers, but to make it preferable to suggest that a sodomite lifestyle would be preferred over a normal, natural lifestyle. The weaponizing of our DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the IRS, the DHS, All against Christians. The spewing of hatred against Christian patriots by Joe Obama and Kamala Harris. The beating and murder of their political prisoners by dirty cops in D.C. They murdered good, decent Christian patriots, murdered right down in camera, right in plain sight, by dirty, racist cops in Washington, D.C. The harassment of pro-life Christians by cowardly, traitorous FBI agents who get off sticking guns in the faces of little children in the night. Merrick Garland had come out recently and said he's not going to tolerate people belittling the FBI. I'm wondering how many they've had quit, how many defections. And I do want to say this, too, because we know that not all FBI agents are that way, and we know that. And I have friends in the FBI and folks. And so we're not talking to you, but we are telling you this, that if you just sit back and do nothing, you have more of an obligation than anybody to speak out against this. Take it back. You did not sign up. You patriotic Christian agents there, you patriotic conservatives in the FBI, you did not sign up for this. You did not sign up for this. Chris Wray and that bunch done you dirty, folks. And so you need to stand against that. Come out. What did Abe Lincoln said? Abe Lincoln said, "For men to remain silent when they should speak out makes cowards of men and destroys nations." the harassment of pro-life Christians. We saw that more and more by cowardly agents. The feminization of young men, the increased whoredom of young women, the increased increase of George Soros bought and paid for what they call prosecuting attorneys, attorney generals, AGs, and prosecuting attorneys. These fit the definition of what God's word, the Bible, calls whores. He calls them, they've gone a whoring, okay? So God, if God has told you you're a whore, you're a whore, okay? And that's exactly what these people did. They sold their very soul. They sold out God. They sold out their country for George Soros' money. The increase of all the crimes, especially child rape and murder. It's what there's like a 600% increase in human trafficking now. The abuse of the elderly, the tremendous increase in the drug trafficking and human trafficking, the totally reprobate fascination out there with drag queens and, you know, and little children. This is really sick. We're going to bring up Diane. Let's bring up Diane. We have joining us now U.S. Senate candidate from New York, Diane Sayre. Are you there, Diane?
Yes, I am here. Hello, Pastor Sanders, and thank you for giving me that 15 minutes of grace.
All right. Well, it's you're worth it. What we're going to do, I'm going through the Bible study here. The title of this message was The Devil's Diary. And we've been talking about the way things are right now. So if the devil were to keep a diary, he might write something like, I'm running out of time. I can't find a way to break Scripture. Soon I'm doomed to spend eternity in the lake of fire. Well, if there was a hope, if he did have a hope, he'd have to break Scripture. And he hasn't been able to do that. And God said that ain't going to happen, right? So he might say, I'll be there with the most arrogant, greedy, selfish, narcissistic, wicked, evil, unclean, cowardly people that ever existed. So Satan's talking about being cast into the lake of fire and having to spend eternity with these people. These are, now think about that, boy. Think about that and our corrupt government here. Think about this. Does Joe Biden, does Hillary Clinton, does Liz Cheney, do these people fit in that? I'll be there with the most arrogant, greedy, selfish, you know, the nasty Pelosi and others right now. They've been ducking and weaving because they've been under investigation for insider trading. And they use these agencies to cover their tracks. So just imagine, maybe you might hear if he wrote it in his diary, quoting Joe Obama, or that's Joe Biden. Just think of that, being there for all of eternity with Joe saying, come on, man. Come on, man, right? What about Kamala Harris? Now, have you heard Kamala Harris, have you heard her explain situations lately? Now, you might get something like this from her. It's hot here because it's hell. And it's hell here, well, because it's hot here. Okay? You think
you forgot to laugh first.
The giggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do the giggling. All right.
Yeah, she'll cackle.
That's right.
And then, of course, you might hear this out of Hillary. The devil, it's time that we have a woman devil. The devil should be a woman, right?
Well, break that glass ceiling.
Yeah, you break that glass ceiling. Well, Hillary, if the ceiling breaks, you'll be the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So when the killing of innocent children is the number one issue, the number one issue for a political party to run on, the killing of innocent children, that party is pure evil. It is pure evil. And so that you might find written in Satan's diary. All righty. We're going to stop right there. And we have here with us tonight, Diane, Pastor Dave Nadel. He is with the Church of Warren. He's the pastor of the Church of Warren. And he's here tonight talking about we're going to put together a trip going to Israel. I believe March, Lord's willing, right? Because, we don't know what's going to happen between then now and then, okay?
Right.
Yeah, so that's up to the Lord. But tell us a little bit about that, because I'm planning on going with you.
All right. Well, we'll be glad to have you again. I know the last time you were with us, it was a great blessing to hear you share in Scripture and various things. Yeah, we're scheduled for March 21st through the 30th of 2023. And we hit all of the notable sites. This year we'll be at Akko, which none of our groups, as many times as I've been there since back in 1976, I had come to the Lord, and I was 19 years old. And within 7 months, I believe it was, our pastor was explaining the importance of Israel biblically and prophetically, and we took a lot of flack for that from other churches, which was kind of amazing at the time. But 7 months later, I was standing in Jerusalem, and I've had a longing to continue ever since then. I still remember, and many folks said this, we feel like we've gone home. So just to be in the land, the changes from 1976 to now are amazing. Do you want me to take a few minutes here?
Yeah, go ahead. Sure,
okay,
absolutely.
So we do a trip from here in the Cleveland area. We leave Cleveland Airport, and our transportation and travels and everything is all the way through and all the way back. Four or five star hotels. We use Sorrel Tours. I'll give them a little plug. Samuel Smaja, we become friends over the last 10 years or so, got to know each other a little bit. I've been blessed to take some of our groups to the Feast of Tabernacles that the Christian Embassy puts on there, the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem, whose director is Jorgen Bueller, and former director was Malcolm Hedding, who's actually going to be here in my area in a couple weeks here doing some ministry. So we've been at the convocation celebrations with Tom Hess. We've had times where we've gone out on the street and just ministered the gospel to people, prayed with Jewish people, prayed with Muslim folks. But our tour and our travels, we have good, we use guides that are believing Jewish folks, many of them from right there in the land, and we've had many guest speakers in the evenings, Messianic pastors. Some aren't actually pastors, but they're born-again Jewish folks there in the land that are in the media and various things. So we've been very blessed to do a lot of those things. And I always tell people we've had a lot of the well-known Jewish singers, Paul Wilbur, Joel Chernoff, the Messianic Jewish Alliance of America, some of the folks there. So we've been very blessed in that. And we also support numerous Messianic, born-again, believing Jewish ministries there in the land. We've had groups where we've had three, four, five pastors with us. From different areas around the country here. It's a trip that changes your life. You can go to the Bahamas. You can go to a lot of historic places. I've been at places like Shiloh. We say Shiloh, like we talk about down there in our southern states here, but it's Shiloh. Eli the priest and so on. Been there when they've unearthed vessels that they found that are 4,000 years old. They're in the temple area. Just a lot of amazing things. Cities unearthed. And go to the city of David now. They find all these artifacts from the priesthood. It's just a great thing to be. It's an experience you'll never forget. Pray at the Western Wall. Eat St. Peter's fish out of the Sea of Galilee. See Mount Hermon, snow on top, and you're standing there at 95 degrees. Go down to the Dead Sea, swim in salt water that's 33% salt compared to 3% in the ocean. Do a mud bath with that mud full of salt and minerals that's healing to your body. Communion at the Garden Tomb, just a nice quiet setting. You hear Asians worshiping in their language. You hear Norwegians worshiping in their language, Italians, Greek folks, whatever the case, all around you there in the garden. Just be able to hear, you know, the praises of God from so many people and all the historical documented facts, and your Bible just comes alive. You see where David slew Goliath. Just so many things. Jesus walked on the Sea of Galilee. You're out there on a little boat. See the boat that they've unearthed where they believe it's from the time of Christ. Just so many things. It's a blessing to have people with you and see the excitement. As some of the pastors have said to me, you know, I've always wondered about this. I've always wondered about that. Now I'm here. Now I'm seeing it. Why did I wait so long? And we don't add on to the price of the trip to benefit our ministry whatsoever. We're at $3,495, which is your round trip flights. And I was talking with Pastor Ernie when we used to go in our earlier days. We would fly from Youngstown, Ohio. We had a little airport there that used to be able to travel to New York or Pittsburgh and so on. And we would fly into a city like maybe New York and have a nine-hour layover, fly from New York to Zurich, Switzerland, have a six-hour layover, and then have a six-hour flight into Tel Aviv, and we were wiped out by the time we got there. So nowadays we fly from Cleveland to, this year we'll fly to Toronto, a couple-hour layover, and fly directly into Tel Aviv. 11 hours later, we're there, get off the airplane early in the morning, and we go out and tour. We start in Joppa. You remember where the vision of the sheet was and so on, as praying on the roof of the house, and just travel the land. It's an experience you never forget. We're in sort of first-class accommodations, bus-wise, coach-wise. We usually have a Messianic believer as a guide. So there's a little bit of a camaraderie there, a little bit of an understanding, but you're getting a little bit of a Jewish input to everything that we discuss and so on. It's just a trip. I haven't been there now since 2019 because of COVID, and I can't wait to get back. I'm excited. We have classy meals and classy breakfast buffets and so on, dessert bar every night that you can eat. You probably eat $30 worth of desserts and go away feeling good about yourself because you're going to walk it off anyway. A lot of good sightseeing, good weather. I don't know what else I can say. It's just an experience you never forget.
Well, one of my experiences that I never forget was when they dropped anchor right there at the Sea of Galilee and out there in the deep spot and asked me if I would preach the same message Jesus preached from the boat right there. And I did. I preached it. So that was really amazing. That was amazing. Yeah. Some of the other things is that amazed me was the Valley of Megiddo, the size, how big that thing was. And then being able to walk into places where the Lord Jesus walked. To also senior moment where they had, you know what I'm talking about, where Israel had its stand against when the Romans came.
Masada.
Masada there, yeah. That was amazing. Masada was absolutely, about everything there was amazing.
Yeah.
Just absolutely. And, well, hang tight. We'll be back right after this.
taking all my money. Remember me, you gave my job away. Remember me, or am I just a number? Who's white and straight and doesn't qualify for foreign aid? Remember me, I helped you get elected. But you haven't done one thing you said you'd do. But even though you'd rather not remember me, I'll remember you.
I'll remember
In November as I step into the little booth. I'll remember in November to vote for anyone but remember me, I served my country proudly. Remember me, I love the USA. Remember me, or am I just some bumpkin who you didn't think would notice the bounce checks and midnight raids? Remember me, I wrote you all those letters, thinking that you cared what I thought too. Well, even though you often just forget to remember, I'll remember you.
I'll remember
In November as I step into the little booth.
Alrighty, we're back. We have a emergency prayer request from Coach Dwayne. Coach, what's up?
Hey, God bless you, Pastor. Hey, one of my best friends is having surgery tomorrow, brain surgery. It's going to be 8 hours at University Hospital on Euclid Avenue, downtown Cleveland. They don't know if it's cancerous or not, but it's a very serious operation. So I'm asking if you would pray for Bob, because it's a long road to recovery, and we don't know what to expect once the doctors get in there.
All right, we will do that right now. And now, before I do that, I got to make sure folks out there understand, very important, listen. Believe me, I know a lot of people, you know, say, yeah, prayer, you know, we pray all the time, no big deal. It's a big deal. Prayer, prayer is a big deal. God says it's a big deal. If God says it's a big deal, it's a big deal. Now, much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. You're out there listening, every one of you, okay? One day, you're going to need prayer. In fact, every single person listening to me either needs it now or will. So join with us as we pray for Bob. Believe me, this means a lot to Bob. And when your time comes, you'll have people praying for you too. So Heavenly Amen. Father, Lord God, we want to lift Bob up. Now, I don't know if I know Bob. I don't think I know this Bob, but it doesn't matter. You do, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So our prayer for him, number one, and since I don't know him, I pray that he's saved, Lord. My prayer number one for him is his salvation.
Yes.
And it's if he's saved, Father
Praise
God,
you.
We know that that blessing you can receive, that you can be with him, that as he comes through this, that you would touch him, you would heal him, you would leave him with a clear mind, a pain-free body, and you would turn his desires towards you more and more every day and every way, totally, completely, Lord. And then you would use this, Bob, to bear much fruit to your glory. That's our prayer for Bob. And that he hears
Praise
these words.
Jesus.
And all of the people tonight that have joined us in prayer for Bob, too, someday we'll hear these words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." These things we ask in Jesus'
name.
Yes,
yes.
Amen.
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 God bless. I want to thank each and every one of you on behalf of Bob Hummel and his wife here in the great state of Ohio and Brunswick. Thank you all so much. And remember, vote every Democrat out. I love you guys. Keep up the good fight.
All right. God bless. All righty. Now, I know that Diane Sayre will agree with that. Vote all the Democrats out. What do you think, Diane?
Absolutely. And I was at a meeting tonight where they said vote all the incumbents out, which I I think I may heartily agree with as well, especially the ones like my opponent, Chuck Schumer, who's been in Washington for 42 years.
Boy, has he done in this country a lot of damage, a lot of harm. Chucky's not only one of those that are aware of insider trading. I don't know. I know that the Nancy Pelosi and that. But if it's corruption, if it's a sin, Chucky's a part of that. And it's just amazing. So you're running against him. You're on the ballot against him. Now, look, the folks out there realize when you vote for someone like Chucky, you sin against God. Did you know that? God's word, the Bible, makes it very clear. If you vote for someone like, now I'm not saying this to be mean. I don't hate Chucky at all. Chucky's a wicked man. Chucky's a wicked man. All of the things that he does, he's at it. There's not enough blood running through the veins of innocent children in this country to quench his thirst for innocent blood. Chucky's a wicked man. He's a very wicked man. Remember when he threatened the Supreme Court justices. He threatened President Trump. And he's involved when he laughed when he says, you take on the intelligence agencies. He knows he's a part of that corrupt, that extremely and completely and totally corrupt deep state movement. And so now you've got all this big money. How are you going to overcome all of that dirty money that they're going to use? It's dark money running against you.
Well, you know, I get asked this, and I will tell you, and you know this, that there is a power in telling the truth. There's a power in trying to conduct oneself in harmony with God's creation and the ordering of the universe. And that's why these crooks need so much money. You can think about how much money Hillary Clinton spent on that 2016 election. And she had 17 intelligence agencies deployed to steal the election, and she still lost. So that's the first thing. We're also in a moment where it's not business as usual. We are on the brink of a nuclear war with Russia. It's much more dangerous than the Cuban Missile Crisis, and I think you would agree with me, we definitely do not have a Kennedy in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Something very far from that. Doesn't even know where he is half the time. And we have created this mess. And actually, I wanted to share with you, I don't know if you happen to see or read the speech that President Putin gave when he accepted the vote, the referendum of those four oblasts, those four regions formerly in Ukraine, who voted overwhelmingly to return to Russia because the Ukrainian regime, which Joe Biden and Obama put in place, has been shelling and killing its own people for the last 8 years. But I think you would appreciate, and you'll hear why they don't want anyone to know in the West what Putin had to say. So if you don't mind, I'm going to share just one paragraph out of the speech. He said to the people he was speaking to, he said, let's answer some very simple questions for ourselves. I want to return to what I said. I want to address all the citizens of the country, not only to those colleagues who are in the hall, to all the citizens of Russia. Do we want to have here in our country in Russia, instead of mom and dad, there's parent number one, number two, number three? Are they completely crazy over there? Do we really want perversions that lead to degradation and extinction to be imposed on children in our schools from the primary grades, to be drummed into them that there are supposedly other genders besides women and men, and to be offered a sex change operation? Do we want all this for our country and our children? For us, all of this is unacceptable. We have a different, we have our own future. I repeat, the dictatorship of the Western elites is directed against all societies, including the people of the Western countries themselves. This is a challenge for everyone. Such a complete denial of man, the overthrow of faith and traditional values, the suppression of freedom, acquires the features of a reversed religion, outright Satanism. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ, denouncing the false prophets, says, "By their fruits you will know them." And these poisonous fruits are already obvious to people, not only in our country, in all countries, including for many people and in the West itself. So that's President Putin speaking to the people of Russia, the man that we are supposed to believe is the evil dictator who is causing all of the hyperinflation and food shortages that are being blamed on him. Isn't that something?
Yeah, yeah, that is. And you're right. And we have been reporting what you're saying here. So there are people, and the newsletter that we've sent out and several articles we've sent out showing people what's actually happening. Again, you can trust the mainstream media to do whatever, tell whatever lie that George Soros and their minions tell them to do. They are not bringing you the truth, folks. By no means are they bringing you the truth. And so that's why we're here.
And good you are. It's very good you are. Because I'll tell you, since I did get on the ballot, it's interesting, and you know, we have to be careful not to judge things by exterior appearances, because I've been surprised by who is open, who is willing to be fair and even-handed and hear all the candidates, and who has closed down. There is going to be a debate on October 30th between Schumer and the Republican nominee, Joe Pinion, who actually was not able to even do what I did on the signatures, and they are refusing to include me in the debate. And they claim that the reason they're refusing to include me is because I don't have at least 15% of the vote. Now, first of all, we haven't had the election, so how do you know who has 15% of the vote? Secondly, however, the other issue is that I found out from a number of my supporters that they got phone calls asking them who they were voting for U.S. Senate. And when they said Diane Sayre, they were told, no, that's not on the list. You have to pick between these other two people. So if the polls are telling you that you are not allowed to say my name, then how on earth would they come up with a result that I was getting any vote at all? So the system is rigged, as everyone on your program is well aware, from top to bottom. But I can also tell you, and you graciously allowed me to come on late tonight, because there is a revolt, and I heard it from the other candidates. Areas that used to vote solidly Democrat, forget it. They have had it. Places where the New York City Housing Authority, public housing, what they said tonight is the people there are very upset about the immigrants who are coming here, you know, who are being bussed in, who get all kinds of things given to them that people are struggling for. And the conditions in these places are an outrage. One of the public housing buildings, the water is brown and smells bad. 3,000 people live there. They wanted tests done, and they came back and said, your water has arsenic in it. Can you imagine? And then they said, oh, no, that was a mistake. It doesn't have arsenic in it. I mean, how is anyone supposed to trust anyone in authority? Everyone is put into this horrible sense of anxiety that they could be thrown over the cliff at any moment.
Well, you know, let me say this, because I've gone after, you know, New York State legislator. I've gone after them time and time again for being wicked and evil. I mean, absolutely wicked and evil. And here, these two states account for nearly one-third of all the unborn children that are murdered in this country, okay? And those two states, you know who they are. They're New York and California. It just, the wickedness is there. And in both of those states, I remember, I couldn't believe it. I was watching your former governor there, you know, who was the devil himself. It was just unbelievable how he, when they passed the state legislature saying you can kill babies all the way up until the time of birth, kill. Right. You understand? This is what they're running on. This is the kind of people that they are. That what they stand for is murder of the innocent,
right.
Destroying the innocent.
Yes, and this is why they don't want me in the debate, because the topics of the debate are gun control, abortion rights, and then the third topic is why people are leaving New York. And the Republican nominee said, well, you don't have to worry about Roe v. Wade being overturned because New York has protected this.
Well, you've got a governor in New York there who's virtually said, if you're a decent person, leave this state, you know, go to Florida.
Right.
Yeah. And she's got a religion. She doesn't claim to be a Satanist, but it is. It's Satanism is what she is. And so, yeah, I mean, that's how bad New York has gotten. And I know there are a lot of good people that live in the state of New York, but the government has become totally corrupted. I mean, it's dirty there, and it's going to get worse. You know what they're doing in New York City, like yourself, they're putting these illegal aliens up in five-star hotels. They're giving them free cell phones, and the normal people that live there, they're being treated pretty bad, aren't they?
Yeah, well, you see a government that has absolutely no regard for the constitutional principle of the general welfare. And I discovered, because people talk about mental health, and obviously the lockdowns and other things during the height of COVID did not help people's mental well-being. But in the state of New York, in 1955, they used to have 93,000 psychiatric beds, inpatient hospital beds in 1955. Now, you know, today we're so much more sane than we were then.
Yeah.
Kidding. They have only 2,700 state hospital beds and 5,900 private beds. So you went from 93,000 down to 7,000 or 8,000.
Well,
imagine that.
Well, it's a good reason for that. The people that are insane, they run them for office there in New York.
Yeah, exactly. I tell people they all went to Washington, but yeah. That's about right.
Yeah, it is bad. It is really bad there. The folks out there listening to you, remember this, you know, God is watching you. God is watching you. And Diane is the underdog in this case. Aren't you tired of being betrayed? You know, betrayed. Now, you're going to be on the ballot, right?
Yes, I am on the ballot. And ironically, because they want to sort of hide me or put me last, it actually gave me a very prominent position on the ballot, because I'm sitting there by myself on the line, very, very easy to find my name on the ballot. So, you know, and that's what's happening to these evildoers now, that often they miscalculate. Well, because they have no regard. They think that they run the universe. So they think they can do whatever they want. And they often, it's like the sanctions we put on Russia. They're not hurting Russia. They certainly are hurting us terribly. And really, that's what happened to these people, you know, by tripling the signature requirement. That was an extremely tough job, but it forced me to create the most powerful actual grassroots machine in the state. Nobody has the volunteer capability that I have. And that was because of what they did. Now, I don't have the millions of dollars that Schumer has, as you pointed out, but I do think we're in a kind of a revolutionary moment. And I think one of the biggest enemies is despair, that people cannot give up. We have to fight.
All right, let me ask you this, because, I mean, we know the opposition is corrupt to the bone, and we know that they know that they cannot stand a fair an open election. So what kind of things do you think that Chuck E. Schumer may try to pull in the election?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I just read a report by this wonderful group called Audit New York. And one of the women involved in organizing it told me, she said, you know, we said New York is a blue state. There's probably some fraud, but given how blue it is, they probably didn't have to do that much fraud. And then she said they began looking at the number of ballots turned in and discovered, and this is pretty wild because there's 8 million registered voters in a state of 19 million people. And I don't know, maybe 5,000 people voted in the 2020 election. I mean, sorry, 5 million people voted in the 2020 election. They discovered a discrepancy of 740,000 ballots between the Secretary of State, what they certified, and the Board of Elections. And then they started looking up who these mysterious 749,000 extra ballots were, and they discovered that you had multiple voter ID numbers given to the same person. You had voters under the age of 12 and dead. You had people whose names had been purged from the voter rolls who nonetheless supposedly voted after they had been purged. And it's not that people registered multiple times, but that they were. And she said, we began contacting people and telling them, do you know that you are a victim of identity theft? That the state simply assigned you a bunch of other numbers that they could pull in to pad the vote where they wanted. And they have filed something with the Secretary of State going into this election. And I'm basically making the point, the election, there should be an injunction against holding an election in a state where you have 740,000 fraudulent, non-existent voters who somehow can be brought in to vote at any time. And it was funny because this happened in the mayoral race where Eric Adams just won. It was the first time they were having ranked choice voting. And Adams came in, I don't know, somewhere different than what he thought he should. And he said, you know, this vote seems really off. Could someone investigate it? And they said, oh golly gee, we accidentally counted an extra 300,000 votes. Don't know how that happened, but don't you worry. We're going to take them out and we'll count this fairly. Now, can you imagine this? And people act like that's normal.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this is where we're at. Our country has been reduced to this. The corruption is unbelievable. And one of the things that made me so angry, because we brought out all of this evidence, but not only that, but they did it in your face. If you remember on 2020, the election night, as we sat there and we watched the numbers become inverted, we watched President Trump out ahead, and then they flipped them upside right in front of us, right?
Yep. Yes.
And then they said, well, who are you going to believe, us, the fake news media, or your lying eyes, right?
Right. Yes, yes, exactly. But, you know, I really think there is a principle of natural law. I mean, if you think about what happened in East Germany, and again, it was the economy, right? The Soviet system went bankrupt, and as LaRouche had warned that it would. And people were in horrible long lines for basic necessities, coffee, tea, sugar, bread. This is what all these sanctions are doing to Europe, by the way. And I'm wondering how long Europe is going to stick with blowing up their pipelines and things like that. But at any rate, so what happened, they started having candlelight vigils, just simple vigils, every Monday night in East Germany. And Erich Honecker, the dictator, was making these raving speeches, my socialist Reich is going to last 1,000 years. And within 3 weeks, the Berlin Wall was down, and he was on an airplane trying to get out of the country. No blood was shed. And I think that's sort of the beauty of having a sense that there is a principle of justice. There is a principle of natural law. If you can find yourself in tune with it, it doesn't mean it always will work. You may not get to critical mass. That's the thing that worries me the most. I think we're in very, very grave danger. And I don't know if we can find enough good people. I feel, I'll tell you the truth, the situation, can we find enough good people to not see everything that we value just completely vanish and go into a horrible dark age or a nuclear extinction?
Well, I do know this, that God is on the throne, and he's told us, he's told us, made it clear, no stuttering how to overcome this. Is, you know, you find that written right in his word.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when my people turn from their wicked ways and they repent. But here, you know, and we can do that, but again, not only that, but we have very clear instructions from Genesis to Revelation. It's not a suggestion. God says resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. We're giving that. And so, again, the Bible is very, very clear that we have obligations to God. He has expectations to us. God will always honor your commitment. If the people, you know, would come out of la-la land, you know, we have so many people out there. I'm hearing people saying, what's the sense of voting? It's so corrupt. You know, my vote won't count. What's the sense? Well, let me ask you this. If you don't go and vote, if you don't go and vote, do you have any right at all to complain when Joe Obama Biden totally destroys the economy and you're paying $5, $6 a gallon for gas and, you know, your groceries? Right now, our groceries have gone up 40% since he's been in office, 40%.
Right.
So do you have any right to complain if you don't go and vote?
I agree. You're absolutely right. And as I, you know, sometimes people get struck by conscience and they change. And, you know, we can't control that as, you know, ourselves, human beings. There are other reasons for it. So I think we can never write that out, that potential, that possibility.
Let me ask you this, because I don't know anything about your Republican opponent, but mm-hmm. I'm on Ohio Pro-Life Action Committee, and we only endorse candidates when it comes to issues like abortion, euthanasia, when it comes to abortion without any exceptions. We receive no exceptions on child killing is wrong, period. No.
Right.
Life of the mother, none of that, okay? Because, you know, that's what God's Word, the Bible, is very clear on. And so, what is the Republican candidate like in New York?
Fight the fight, take the stand, light the light, feel our land, let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.